Wow.
What an impressive and inspiring sight to see all of you graduates gathered here today to celebrate an end and a beginning. You have entered and learned, and now it's time to go forth and serve. What exciting opportunities await you. I love BYU. BYU exists to provide an outstanding education in an atmosphere of faith. But I believe BYU also exists because of the opportunity it provides to connect us with others. I speak to you today on behalf of BYU's Alumni Association. Our motto is Connected for Good. And I want to share with you what I think that means. My dad and my mom met at BYU in a class called Your Religious Problems. They were married a short time later, which I guess solved their religious problems. Four members of my family are out there with you in this sea of blue before me, part of this great class of 2018. My nephew Michael studied neuroscience and is off to medical school in Arizona. My niece Lauren studied organizational behavior. She's off to take a job in the human resource department of a company up in Salt Lake. My niece Lydia studied elementary education and Spanish, and now she's off to take her dream job teaching first graders in a Spanish immersion program at an elementary school in Saratoga Springs. My son Spencer is graduating today in finance, and he is staying right here on campus to go to BYU Law School. Someday he hopes to use his BYU education and his missionary experience in Hong Kong to work in Asia. In the summer of 1987, I met my wife Joy here on what was supposed to be a group night hike to the Y that ended up being just the two of us. Well, that solved one of my most pressing religious problems too. And without a doubt, it was my very best BYU connection. But when we talk about our BYU connections, we aren't only talking about our relatives. I first connected with President Worthen when he was my state and local government professor at BYU Law School almost 30 years ago. And yes, he was presidential even back then. While I was a student, another one of my law professors, Jim Gordon, invited me to be in the bishopric of a student ward a few months after Joy and I married. And you law students will appreciate this. It was a little bit intimidating spending the Sabbath with one of my law school professors. But that connection created incredible mentoring during those 2 years that changed my life. When I studied English here before law school, Elder Holland was President Holland to me, then the president of BYU. That connection has meant so much to me. How I love him and look forward to hearing from him today, like all of us do. My most recent BYU connection was at a meeting a couple of weeks ago arranged through BYU Student Alumni's BYU Connect. I met a wonderful BYU student who's an English major. She hopes to be the first college grad in her family and someday attend law school. She dreams of becoming a judge in her home state of Minnesota. If she were a stock, I would invest in that dream. She will be a tremendous credit to BYU and to the church. Now let's talk about your BYU connections. If you solved one of your religious problems while you were here, congratulations. That is truly an eternal BYU connection. But now think for just a minute about your favorite BYU professors. Think about some of the best friends that you have made while you've been here. If you stay connected with that group, you will be richly rewarded throughout your life. As part of Heavenly Father's plan, when we are happier when we have strong personal connections like those. An even more extraordinary thought, perhaps, is that some of your most important BYU connections may still lie ahead of you. It is now my pleasure and my honor today to confer upon each of you a lifetime membership in the BYU Alumni Association. We offer our congratulations and welcome you into this great association of more than 415,000 people. That is a lot of potential BYU connections. You are now and will always be connected for good with some of the most wonderful people in the world. There are nearly 100 BYU alumni chapters throughout the United States where you can become involved in fun and meaningful activities that are BYU related. For those of you that will be staying here along the Wasatch Front, we have 21 new professional alumni chapters right here. The professional chapters are sponsored by various colleges and departments on campus, and they offer each of you the opportunity to gather with others from your college, as well as to mentor and support current BYU students. For your BYU connections who will remain here on campus, it is a bittersweet day. It is very hard to see you go, but wonderful things await you. After all, you didn't come to BYU to stay here. You came to BYU to prepare yourselves for what lies ahead and then to go out and pursue those dreams. I can think of no better preparation to pursue your dreams than attending BYU. My dear graduates, thank you for becoming part of my BYU connections. May your positive memories of BYU stay with you throughout your life. May your BYU connections continue to be a strong influence in all that you do. May you know that you will always be welcome here on campus on this consecrated ground. And may God bless each of you and this wonderful university. In the name of Jesus Christ, amen.